出ます。クリシュナプレマプラダヤティ、クリシュナヨクリシュナチェイタンナナーミネゴーロクシェイナマン、スリチェイタンナマノウィシタムサービタムジェイナブータレサイナルーパパラワニアムダダーティパパラワンシタム、ヘイクリシュナパラナシンドジーナバンドウジャガッタテゴペシャゴピカカンタラダハカンタナマッタテハレクリシュナハレクリシュナクリシュナクリシュナハレハレハレラマハレラマラマラマシマンラジャパールサーバイオパルバイオ、メリーヒンディーアシュタルセネイボルシュタルアマーアメリカンセラーヒマンAchyutananda Swami, he has tried to speak in Hindi and you have heard him. So, similarly, Jaisa Seva is a Guru. Main bhi achi tarah se Hindi nahi bol sakta. Baki Governor Sahib सभी चाहते हैं हिंदी प्रचार है। अच्छा, तो he has given me permission to speak in English. Thank you. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु is addressed by Rupa Goswami as Mahabodhana.Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Narmi Gaurastishi Maha. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Narmi. He has assumed the name of Krishna Chaitanya. Actually, he is Krishna.That is confirmed in many literature, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Krishna Varnam Tisha Akrishnam Sangha Panga Suparsanam Jagdai Sankirtanai Prahi Jajanti Hisumi. So, Lord Sri Chaitanya MahaprabhuAfter taking his sannyas order, his name was Krishna Chaitanya. So Rupa Goswami said that you are Krishna. You are now come as Krishna Chaitanya. Why? Krishna Prema Pradaya. Just to distribute love of Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was,Prema Kumasa Maha. Generally people understand Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that above Moksha, above liberation, there is love of God. That is one. Prema Kumasa Maha.And this is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam that dharma krodhita koika vastra parama nirma saranam satam vastavu mostu vildam. And Sridhar Swami says that koika dharma in simple words cheating. Kaitava means cheating or false. So when there is false dealing, there is cheating. So according to Vyasadeva, dharma, artha, tam, moksha, that is not very essential. Real thing is how to advance in the science of loving for Krishna, Krishna thing. And the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Savai Pumshan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Ladhokkati Ahoy Tuki Apati Hata Jina Atma Sampatidati. If you want really peace, that you should stand on the platform of Parodharma. Parodharma. That's why Krishna has described aparayam, it has to vidhi me kadhin para, parantara. Para is applicable to the purusha, and para is applicable to the prakriti. So, we are prakriti, we are not purusha. Purusha is Krishna, as described by Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Parabrahma paramadhama kuvittam paramam bhava purusham shasatam adyam. And in the Brahma Samhita also, it is Adi Purusham. Krishna is described Adi Purusham, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govindam, Tamahama Vriya. So this Krishna Bhakti, Krishna personally came to teach Krishna Bhakti. He came here in the district Mathura. And Krishna Bhaktivinoda is still there. So Krishna personally came to teach the science of Krishna Bhakti. And although he proposed that dharma samasthapanataya sambhavani jujigiri, but at the end he said, Sarva dharma anparitajya mametam saranangas. And this is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam that dharma prajita koitava. Except surrendering to the lotus feet of Krishna, anything which is going on in the name of dharma, that is not dharma. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman paritraj. When Krishna came, he did not come to re-establish Hindu religion or Christian religion or Muslim religion. No. Religion is religion. Gold is gold. He cannot say Hindu gold, Muslim gold, Christian gold. That is not possible. That is not possible. That is called koitava dharma, cheating dharma. Gold is gold, pure gold. Therefore, Bhagavad says, dharmantu sāsāt bhagavatvani. Dharma means the order or the law given by God. That is all. This is the simple explanation. If you want to know what we mean by dharma, then dharma means dharmantu sāsāt bhagavatvani. Just like law. Law means which is given, sanctioned by the governor. You cannot make your law at home. You cannot say, the law given by the government or by the governor, I don't care. I shall make my own law. So that is not possible. That will never be accepted as law. You can make your law. Similarly, if you manufacture dharma, without any reference to the authority, that is not dharma. That is cheating religion. Dharma prajjita koidam. So therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, what he is speaking, mametam saranam, that is dharma. All other things are cheating. And when Krishna says, mametam saranam braja, he does not say to any particular community, or any country, or any nation. He speaks to everyone. Sarvajoni sukantaya sambhavanti utaya tasang mahajanidham ahala bija padapita. He says, I am the seed-giving father of all forms of life. Krishna does not say that I am speaking to Indian or the Hindus. No. Krishna is speaking to everyone, to his every son. It doesn't matter whether he is white or black or blue, it doesn't matter. These are skin diseases. Krishna says that you don't take this body as yours. Asmin dehe, dehi asmin jathadehi, tumarajum. This transformation of the body, that is natural. But within the body, the part and parcel of Krishna is there. That you have to understand, that's the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. We have to understand what is there within the body. That is the beginning of spiritual education. Unfortunately, the whole world is going on under the impression that I am this body. I am Indian, I am European. That is condemned in the Shastra. Jashyatma buddhi unapi siddhāta sadhik kalatra jishubhoma ijyadhi jasthīsa buddhi salilena parihiti janesu avitnesu saiva gokha. Gokha means cow and khara means ass. Jashyatma buddhi unapi siddhāta. This bag of three dhātus, kapha pitta vāya, if one takes it, that I am this body, I am Indian, I am American. So Shastra says, he is not even human. So I have a book. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very, very important from this angle of vision that everyone is thinking this body as he is. Nobody understands that he is within this body. Just like we are within this is dress. I am not this dress. This is the primary education of spiritual life. Unfortunately, it is very much lacking. And now you can see practically that these European and American boys, they are all young men. But they have forgotten the body relationship. We have got in our institution Africans, Canadians, Australians, Europeans, Indians, but they do not consider with reference to this bodily concept of life. They live as eternal servant of Krishna. That is the instruction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver sarup hoy nitya Krishna da. So actually, if we want to be happy, then we have to accept the principle of Srimad Bhagavatam, jato bhakti yadho khaje. Bhakti comes out of love. He cannot make one force to love you. It comes automatically. That automatic love is there in everyone's heart for Krishna. That is stated in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Nitya siddha Krishna bhakti saddha paguna sarunadi suddha chitte saraya udar. Udar means it is awake. Everyone has got love for Krishna is in the heart. That is matter. But that love is distributed in different ways. How? Dashyatu buddhi kulapeti ghatake sadhik talatradishu bhoma itadhi. This love has been distributed family-wise, community-wise, nation-wise, country-wise, life. So this love has to be concentrated for Nuhate to be love of Krishna. That is it. Then everything is perfect. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, and he practically Krishna Prema Pradhana. To develop love for somebody, that requires very elaborate process. It is not, because we are in the darkness. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushanam sahakeshu kaschid jatati siddhaye, jatatama visiddhanam kaschid vetrimanta. So we cannot understand even Krishna. What is Krishna? Actually, there are so many malinterpretations about Krishna. I do not wish to discuss because they have been made mistaken by big leaders. So people cannot understand about Krishna. What is Krishna? And what to speak of loving Krishna. That is very difficult. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributed this love of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda is standing before you, and he delivered many sinful persons to the transcendental position of love of Krishna. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Brijanna Nandana Jai Sati Suta Hoilo Sei Balaram Hoilo Nita. This Balaram, he became Nitai, and Krishna, he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These two brothers, the same two brothers, Ram Lakshan, Krishna Balaram, again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. So what was their business? The papi kapi jato chila hari name uddhari. This is it. All the papis and all the persons suffering from material anxiety, they deliver, yes, how? Tarasakshi jagayar mantra. There are two brothers, Jagaya and Madhai. They are very divorced. The divorces means what was the fault? The fault was that they took that birth in Brahmin family, but they became woman hunter and drunkards and cheaters like that. So Nityananda Prabhu delivered them to become first class Vaishnava. Papi tapi jato chilo hari name uddhari. Tara sakshi jagaya. So, 500 years ago, to become a drunkard was most abominable, especially in the higher section of the Hindu society. But now it has become a fashion. So if you want to develop the position of the society, position of the country, which is now full with papi-tapi, you have to accept the process of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is practically being manifested. These European-American boys, they are also the same kind, Jagaya Mahaprabhu. That's the fact. They were at least. Now they are not. So how they have become delivered? The same process. Papita-pijata-chila, hari-name-uddharila. So this Krishna consciousness movement is so important, and there is practical result that you introduced the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra offenseless, not with offense, then the world situation will improve very much. That's a fact. And it is being actually enacted in this present position. We are sending our men from village to village in Europe and America. We have introduced, we are taking advantage of the modern facilities. We are using this microphone for chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. We are using nice buses, cars and wagons to go to village and distribute book and chant Hare Krishna. One of the leaders is present here, Sriman Kamal Krishna Goswami. He's controlling about 1 dozen buses. And here is Hansudut also. He's doing the same in Germany. So we have introduced this as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered. Prithivite Ashirvaso Nagarajita. Throughout the whole world, as many villages and towns are there, this Sankirtan movement should be introduced. And especially in India, because if in India the people are generally Krishna conscious, by artificial means they are trying to forget. This is the position. This should be stopped. They have got natural tendency for becoming Krishna conscious. Therefore, in these days, you see so many hundreds and thousands of people coming to Vrindavan to relish the transcendental mellow of Krishna consciousness. And now the foreigners are also attracted to Krishna consciousness. And I am trying to place them in our temple. This temple is one of that. We have got 4 or 5 temples in India. We are constructing one big temple in Hyderabad. And we are getting good response. So, it is our request to the leaders of the society and to the people of India that they may take this Krishna conscious movement, Hare Krishna movement, very seriously. It will be good for everyone, and the whole world will become peaceful. We do not expect that throughout the whole world everyone will take to Krishna consciousness. But even 5%, 2%, 3% people take to Krishna consciousness. There will be great example. Jagat Adhvati Sveshtha Lokastat Anuvartate. So our only request is that this simple thing, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Yotivalam, Kalu Nasti, Vanasti, Vanasti, Vagatirandata. This formula of the Vedic Shastra. And you will be surprised. I invite you to come to our different centers in Europe and America. How they are chanting, dancing before the deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda or Radha Krishna. Recently, I have been to Atlanta for the first time. But the boys and the girls that they have taken 3 big houses. The middle house has been transformed into temple. How nicely they're chanting and dancing. You'll be surprised, these people. So this movement is undoubtedly increasing in these foreign countries. Why not in our country? So the government, the leaders, and the guardians, they should deeply contemplate on the serious nature of this movement and help us. Now, we are bringing men from the foreign countries to preach. How long I shall bring? If we want to spread this movement all over India very seriously, then we invite educated, intellectual, young men to come forward to study in this moment. It is not right. We have got books. We have already published about 50 books on this moment. So, for the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moment is meant for both kind of men. Say, ordinary man without an education, illiterate, he can also take to it, and the most advanced scientists, philosophers, philanthropists, politicians, they also can take it. So, we are helping both of us. Those who are educated, scientists, philosophers, for them we have got volumes of books. And those who are not educated, they can simply chant Hare Krishna. That will help them. Both ways. Therefore, this movement has become important and interesting. Our books are being purchased by the topmost class of men, big professors in the university. They are giving standing order. The books which are not published, they are putting standing order. Here, our one sannyasi is present, Satsarup, he is visiting libraries, universities, professors, and we are getting very good response. So, don't take it as a sectarian movement. Don't misunderstand this movement as a CIA movement. These are a foolishness. Do you think that the Americans are so cool that for propagating their CIA movement they become Vaishnava and chant and dance? The Americans have become so fools. No. They are taking it very seriously. They are not CIA, not American, not European. They are Vaishnava, they are servant of Krishna. Don't misunderstand them. And try to cooperate and help this movement for the benefit of the whole human society. Thank you very much.